How do you get dark in the middle of the day? Find out next on Montana Art Beat as Peg and Ursula interview Dark Sevier.
I'd like to welcome Dark Sevier, artist at large, to our program today.
Hi, happy to be here.
Yes, and we are Montana Art Beat, and this is our third interview, and Dark, we are so happy to have you on our third show. And so we understand that you are the artist at large. Is that what you are called here in town?
That's what I put on my card.
I see. So that's self-induced.
Yes.
Okay.
I work in an innumerable number of mediums, so that's just the catch-all phrase.
So how many mediums do you work in?
Well, at present, I'm working with dirt, plant, and rocks, rusted metal, film. Conversation, is that a thing? So that's so between landscaping, architecture, metalwork, sculpture, photography. I'm also working on a book, but not working on it. So I don't know if I should count that one right now.
What are your main projects right now that you, I know you mentioned a whole slew of things, but what are your main creative art projects that you would be working on at this particular time in the Butte area?
Right. Well, my hands are dirty at this very moment from one project, which is I'm doing, I guess, a sculpture piece. We call it a landscape sculpture. Why not? Over at Granite and Excelsior. So it's a little corner lot on the southeast corner where I'm using broken concrete as a medium. We like to call that urbanite.
You did say we when you say, and now you're saying I. So when you said we, who do you mean by that with the sculpture wall?
Maybe I just flipped into the royal we.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
I would like to just talk about how you started out as a multi-artist.
I did not go to school for art. I went to school for a year and then college. And dropped out and decided I was going to move to Los Angeles to be a movie star or a comedian or a rock star, whatever came first. I ended up doing stand-up comedy, and that was sort of really my first introduction to other artists and the idea of art and what is art and what is not art. So comedy is where I started. And from there, it moved into various avenues of the entertainment industry, trying to understand how the whole thing worked. And then I started doing artwork. As a therapy, I think, probably pen and ink drawing. And that's where it all started.
I did ask you about three main projects that
working
on.
Sure.
First.
So right now I have the landscaping project that I'm working on. There is a new art sculpture wall that is just behind Herbert Tower on Broadway that I've been asked to be a part of. So I'm working on a piece for that.
And
so
that's uptown here.
Uptown Broadway, Butte. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to do kinetic sculpture, and I'm still not sure how I'm pulling that off. I'm not a conceptual artist.
Right.
I tend to gather pieces and then move them around until something appears.
Right.
And then I make that happen.
That. Yeah. Sure. Like real life.
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
How long is this project with the sculpture?
Well, I was going to try to have it by the Art Walk of July Art Walk. I don't know if I'm going to make it. And that's one. And then the other project in another medium that I'm working on is we've renewed the Copacetic Conversations radio show here at KBMF with our South African friend Mokai Malope. That's now Thursday nights 5 to 6.
Yes.
And we're looking to move that actually into a live venue performance in addition to being a once a week radio program.
But why are you here? Why did you come here?
When I fled LA in 1998, I got stuck in Butte for 3 days and fell in love with the place. The people in this town were inviting me into their houses and offering me jobs. And it was after being 10 years in Los Angeles, I felt like I'd landed in some fairyland. So I wanted to come back to Butte, and it only took me about 20 years.
Dark, do you have contact information for people to get a hold of you?
Well, the name Dark Sevier is, that's pretty much, if you just Google that, you can find me. There's no others out there. So that's my email. That's my Facebook. Facebook is probably as easy a place to catch me as anything else. I don't have a website. It's currently in the works and has been for probably 14 years.
Where are some of your sculpture people can see?
The last one that I put up is just past Arizona on Granite Street. It's called the Pink Palace Dragon. It's right across the street from the Lexington Gardens there, where they have the dance pavilion at the folk festival.
It's worth going seeing.
Yeah, it's a kinetic sculpture, so it's sort of like a ghost. Nobody sees it move, but every time you go by, it's in a different position.
Dark sculptures are, as I said, they're really something. They are large, just like the artist at large is here. And if you have any chance on seeing his sculpture, please do, or sculptures here in the future. Dark, is there anything else you would like to tell us about that we might need to know about you or about projects?
I really appreciate being a part of the show, and I really appreciate you guys doing a show focusing on the arts. I'm in Butte because this is a town that has been very friendly to me as an artist and seems to be to other artists, so I appreciate you guys shining a spotlight on this important aspect of our community.
And we thank you very much for coming and joining us here in the studios, and we will see you around town. I know that.
Right. Thank you, Dark.
Yeah, cheers. Aloha.
And this is Good Times with Peg and Ursula. Ciao.
Montana Art Beat is a PUG production in collaboration with KBMF 102.5 FM in Butte, Montana. Hear this show weekly during the KBMF Community News Hour on Wednesdays between 5 and 6 p.m. or online anytime at ButteAmericaRadio.org.